welcome to another episode of the Limitless Podcast, where we want to make the impossible possible. I'm Alex, and today I'm sharing a realization I had last week on the definition of being successful. If you've ever been like me and chased so-called success for many, many years, but felt like you've never quite got there, I invite you to listen in and really consider what your definition of success might be. Enjoy, my friends. I've always felt like success lay in the future. Out there somewhere, nestled in the perfect house and the soul-filling job and the happy family and travelling the world. No matter how many steps I've taken in my 36 years of life, it still felt like success was still to come. There are many, many things I have to be grateful about in my life. My solid 15-year marriage, my beautiful and inquisitive daughter, a safe and comfortable income from a job where my colleagues feel like friends, good health, close-knit friends, a loving family, and an insatiable curiosity for learning and self-development. I want for very little, in all honesty, and yet I still felt like this success story was out there somewhere, in the indistinct future, somewhere for me to always be looking forward to. I've wrestled for many years with my feelings of gratitude, because despite all the things I know I have in my life to be grateful for, I always felt this yearning for something that I couldn't put my finger on. I suppose some would call it a purpose or a calling. I've always felt so very entitled to have so much, but still want more. And yet, it was this that made me keep looking to the future for my success, the hope that one day I would discover what my purpose was. I had an inkling it involved running my own business and home educating my daughter. And so I guess this is what became my success criteria. When the future arrives, then I will be truly successful. Except the future is always in the future. Once it arrives, what happens then? Will I feel successful and then stop? Will I maintain my life of success, reveling in the joy of having finally reached my peak? I fear I will not. I imagine what will happen is the story of success will be redefined and rewritten, that a new goal will be created, and that success lies yet again beyond where I currently am. This is what has been happening for 36 years. I've done and achieved so many things in my life that I'm proud of, but yet success is still in the future. The story keeps getting rewritten. So, what if, I thought, I am successful right now? What if success isn't at the end of achieving a goal, but in the process of pursuing it? Learning and growing and taking on new challenges and trying new things. Perhaps success is being a loving wife, dedicated mother, loyal friend, helpful daughter and trustworthy manager who owns a beautiful home, cares for a multitude of pet animals, gets her work done, checks in on those around her who are struggling, and still manages to create 3 podcast series, start an online community, and take time for herself to go walking. Maybe success is about being on the path to learning how to create a successful business, which not only puts a roof over my head, but lifts others up to achieve more in their life. Maybe the choice to be on the path is the success, not wherever I end up at the end. The pleasure of success being the journey is you get to feel successful right now and all the time, not in the future, which never comes. Today, folks, I invite you to rewrite your success story into wherever you are right now. Your journey towards being a better parent, lover, employee, business owner, adventurer, campaigner, or educator is your success. Your choice to take a leap of faith into a new job is your success, not the outcome of how good you are at it. The fact you are constantly looking for ways to help your children learn and grow and be happy is your success, not whether it works every time. You deciding to put down the housework and head out for a walk on your own, or to go paddling on a river with your family, or to take your mum out for lunch, is your success. Every moment where we're learning new things, we are being successful. Taking this moment now to rewrite your success into where you are right now is your success. So, my friends, I want to hear about how you are successful right now and what goal you would love to achieve. For me, I feel I'm being successful at developing a podcast, and I would like to increase my listeners and get a couple more Patreon supporters. I am successfully learning how to be a great coach, and I want to make supporting coaching clients to make their dreams possible my livelihood. I am successful in constantly balancing making time for my family, my personal work, my day job, and my friends, and I would like to build in a lighter approach to this so I don't get burnt out doing it all. So, on that note, I am successfully creating a workshop which will run next week, next Thursday, 2 till 4pm UK time, all about creating time to make your dreams possible. I would never ever have got to where I am now without creating space in my life to do it. I tried the old method of waiting for spare time to pop up and it didn't work. So, I am creating some of my time to share my knowledge on how you can do something you really want to do in your life when you feel you have no time to do it in. And you should definitely come if you're not sure what exactly it is you want to do, because creating space in your life for something indistinct is often what is needed to let the ideas flow in. I'd love to hear more about your success stories and your goals. So please, please do get in touch. And also, the link to book on the workshop is in the description. It would be lovely to meet you there. Next week, I am bringing you an interview I've been really looking forward to releasing. I'm chatting to Ash Perrin, who heads up the charity called the Flying Seagull Project. I came across them about 6 years ago and was blown away by the work they do, bringing life and laughter to children in horrible situations around the world. We talk about how Ash went from being a street performer to bringing circus acts to refugee camps, and how his family upbringing and education had a profound effect on his choices in life. He is both hilarious and inspiring and moving, so don't miss it. Have a fantastic week, folks. Live your success today, and I'll catch you in the next episode.